You're listening to SBS News.
We look forward to the vaccine next year, and we're right on track for that. And the strategy for how that is being rolled out continues to be confirmed by the health department.
That's Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirming the goal of a March 2021 timeline for vaccinations against coronavirus in Australia. The global COVID-19 vaccine effort has been described as a huge human endeavour by Australian Medical Association Vice President Dr. Chris Moy. After months of research, trials and tribulations, some of the 200-plus global vaccine candidates have failed and others continue to develop. Emergency use has already been approved in the United States and the United Kingdom, but Australia remains firm that there is no need to rush the rollout plan.
First quarter of next year, we're in a very different position to the United Kingdom and the United States. We are not in the position of having to do emergency level authorities for these vaccines. Australia has one of the highest rates of vaccinations in the world. That is because Australians, I think, have great confidence in our institutions and our health authorities that make decisions about what vaccines are made available to Australians.
So which vaccines are in the mix for Australia? Some say Australia's vaccine portfolio is strong, others say it's weak. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has described it as one of the highest ratios of doses per capita in the world. The Australian government has invested more than $3.3 billion in 4 agreements, but that has now been reduced to 3 due to the cancellation of the University of Queensland CSL deal. The existing agreements are with Oxford University AstraZeneca, Pfizer-BioNTech and Novavax. AMA Vice President Dr. Moy says the overall strategy to secure multiple deals was vital.
And frankly, the issue has been trying to hedge our bets as a nation to be able to access the vaccines which are most likely to succeed. It was not possible to have an all-the-eggs-in-one-basket sort of strategy.
With the Oxford University and AstraZeneca candidate, Australia has a deal in place to purchase 53.8 million doses, plus an additional 20 million if required. 3.8 million doses will be delivered to Australia in early 2021. 50 million doses will be manufactured in Australia, then distributed in monthly batches. It is yet to be approved anywhere in the world, but early results suggest it is 90% effective. This type of vaccine is known as a viral vector and will likely require 2 doses per person. It uses what's called Trojan horse approach. It carries the coronavirus spike protein's genetic material into the body, which triggers the immune system to fight if it encounters the actual virus. This type of vaccine doesn't have to be stored at extreme freezer temperatures like some others. Professor Paul Griffin is an infectious diseases expert for medicine at the University of Queensland. He says logistics for a vaccine rollout is going to be incredibly complicated.
You know, I think the logistics as well as vaccine hesitancy are the two main issues we're going to face basically moving forward. And I'm just not quite sure we've done enough to address either of those yet. I mean, the logistics are going to be incredibly complicated, and we've basically never done anything like this before. We have a reasonable flu rollout, but obviously that involves so many different methods of getting that vaccine to people, and we still never achieved the rates that we would certainly like to see with these COVID vaccines. But also even the record keeping and the ability for people to provide evidence of having received the vaccines, we're going to need very robust medical supervision and lots of good counselling, because the vaccines that we're going to start with at least require 2 doses. And if people don't come back for their second dose, then we may actually be very significantly undermining levels of protection.
With the Pfizer-BioNTech candidate, the Australian government has ordered 10 million doses. It is rated 95% effective, but cannot be produced in Australia yet. Why? Well, according to the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Australia does not have the manufacturing capacity or technology in place. The M in mRNA-based vaccine stands for messenger, and that element cannot be created as the technology is not available in Australia. It would require a complete overhaul of production. mRNA vaccines feature coated molecules, similar to DNA, that carry instructions to cells. To trigger an immune response, a weakened or inactivated germ is injected into a muscle, which teaches cells to make a protein, which then triggers an immune response producing antibodies. This vaccine will be manufactured in the United States, Belgium and Germany, but Australia has the option to purchase additional doses if required. It also comes with challenging distribution needs. It must be shipped and stored at minus 70 degrees Celsius. and when opened, it has a limited time to use it before it becomes ineffective. Dr. Moy echoes Professor Griffin's logistical concerns, adding there needs to be more clarity on the short-term versus long-term aims of this vaccination program.
They are effective in terms of stopping you getting sick, but at the moment we're not sure how good they are at actually stopping you catching it or even passing it on. So they may be good at one thing, but they may not be good at the other, because we're trying to not only protect the individual, but we're trying to stop it spreading through the community as well. Overall, there are pros and cons for all these vaccines, and there are a couple of other things which haven't been determined yet, and that is, for example, how long they last, each of these vaccines. Will it give short-term or longer-term protection, which may also be another factor as to how good they are.
Australia's deal with US company Novavax secures 51 million doses. It also has an extended deal in place for an extra 11 million if required. It is a protein-type vaccine, which would likely require 2 doses per person. Doses for Australia will be manufactured in several locations across Europe. Based on data, the antibody responses from August trials in Australia were stronger than other vaccines that were reported at that time. Developers say it may be easier to distribute and more reasonably priced. But Professor Griffin warns a vaccine won't just automatically end the pandemic.
None of these vaccines is a silver bullet, such that the day they're approved, we flick a switch and we're, all of a sudden post-COVID. We're still going to need some fundamental strategies to continue while the vaccines are rolled out and able to have their effect.
In Australia, a vaccine must pass the Therapeutic Goods Administration's rigorous assessment and approval processes on its safety, quality and effectiveness.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration and Professor Skerritt, who leads that organisation, I think holds the trust of the nation. And so we will go through the normal processes of certifying and authorising the vaccine. And we will have a front row seat when it comes to what the experience is, particularly in the United Kingdom, to ensure we learn any lessons that are necessary from that first rollout of vaccines there and in other places.
The Federal Labor Party says having just 3 potential vaccine deals is not enough, and that international best practice is to have 5 or 6. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.